You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Cary Oberbrunner, devoted to helping you become a soul on fire.
Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast. This is Cary Oberbrunner. We are in episode 68 today, Why You Need a Social Media Makeover. Eight simple tweaks to get you and your brand better results online. Hey, it is a blast to be with you. Look, we've been going weekly now for the last 3 months. It's probably one of the best business decisions I've ever made. Seriously. I feel so excited every week to wake up and to just chat with you. I mean, seriously, you guys are filling my tank. And I got to give a shout out to some of you as we get started today. Before I do that, though, let me emphasize the importance of today's episode. Folks, I'll tell you what. You've seen it. I've seen it. We have both seen people that are just making a mess of their social media. They're not trying to. I mean, these are good people. But let me just give you a couple examples. Maybe one of these people have made you cringe. You've been on social media and you say, "Kid, did they actually just post that? Like, what's going on with them? Do they not have a clue?" Or maybe you say, "What in the world were they thinking? Or were they thinking?" Or maybe you've even said, "I wish I could give that person a social media makeover." Well, it's easy to be harsh on other people, right? I mean, let's be honest. We all do it, right? I mean, we all say, "Well, judge not, lest ye be judged." And yet, we're consumers, and so we're looking at our social media feeds and we're saying, what's up with these people? But here's the truth. We're all guilty of it too in small ways. I mean, if we're going to be honest and if we are going to be improving, and let's face it, that's what this podcast is about. I want to be that truth teller to you. I want truth tellers in my life, right? I mean, if someone walks out on stage and their fly is down, you want to know. And in fact, we have a whole episode on that called What to Tell Your Friends When Their Digital Fly Is Down. I forget what episode that is, but go back in the feed and I don't know, that's somewhere back a few months ago, but it was funny. I thought it was funny and we got some good reactions from that one. But the point is this, folks, like, a friend loves you if they tell you what you're doing is wrong. If they tell you your fly's down or you got egg on your face or your hair is messed up. If you have hair, I don't have hair, so I'm so jealous of all of you people with fantastic hair. But we're having fun today. But here's the point. We want to know if it's us. So let me just ask you, have you ever posted something and you say, "I wish I could take it back"? Or maybe, "I wish I posted that when I wasn't so mad." Or maybe, "Gee, I came off way too self-promoting. I wish I didn't do that. How could I have fixed that?" Or maybe you're just saying these three things. "I wish more people would like my posts." Or, "I wish people would be more engaged." Or, "I wish people would buy my stuff." Well, folks, you've come to the right episode. Why You Need a Social Media Makeover. And I'm going to give you like eight tweaks that today you can apply these in your life, your business, and get crazy good results. So that's what this is all about. But again, I promised I would give a shout out to some of you. This is what I do. This is what I'm happy to do. And so let me just emphasize a few really cool people. You know, this podcast is free. I don't take sponsorships, at least at the moment. Why do I do it? Just to invest in you. Seriously, that's it. Just to invest in you. And a small way you can give back, which some of you have asked, "Cary, how do we give back to you?" And I said, you know what? Couple things. Number one, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Number two, share it with other people, you know, whether it's on social media or a friend, whatever. And number three, go to iTunes and just write a review, an honest review. And folks, the reviews have been going through the roof. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. That is like fuel in my tank. It makes me know people are listening, and even better, people are applying the content, because that's why I do this. It literally takes, I would say, 2 to 3 hours of my week to record, think of the episode, write the notes, upload it. And so I only want to do things that are impacting people. My goal is to ignite 1 million souls by 2020. That's my moonshot. And we're on our way. And I can only do that with you. And so when I find out that people like Mark Lemaster, who posted his review just yesterday, here's what he says. He said, "I listened to episode 67 while mowing the lawn. I was so pumped after hearing what Carrie has been working on the last 2 years." Yeah, that's what I'm working on. Episode 67, Becoming Unhackable. Mark says, "I already signed up to go to the Igniting Souls Conference and can't wait to hear what Carrie has in store for all of us. So when my wife came home from work, I told her about the podcast. After 5 minutes of listening to me talk, she decided to listen to it herself. After she listened to it, she told me she wanted to go to the conference too. We just bought our ticket today, and we're looking forward to learning and growing more together in October. Thanks for all you're doing." Mark, that lit me up. I'm flying high today, Mark. So thank you so much. Another person named Ragzamobi. That's their username or whatever. They just posted and they said, lean in, something like that. They said, "I love the down-to-earth tone, style, and most of all, substance. There is a lot you can learn from just a few episodes, as I have found out because I'm a new subscriber. Right now, I'm leaning in." So thank you, Ragzamobi, whoever you are. And the fact that you're a new subscriber, I love it. You are now part of our extended tribe. So awesome. Welcome to the family. And then also, last one, and then we'll get right into the content, the 8 simple steps today. This one is by Loves DD, whoever you are. Thanks so much. And they said, "Crazy insights. I've been listening to Carrie's podcast for about a year. Each one gets better and better." By the way, thank you. I've invested in some better equipment. I got to give a shout out to my buddy, Kirk Bowman, who hooked me up and told me what to do. He's like, "Carrie, I want to be a truth teller." And that's actually what that Digital Fly episode was all about. I brought Kirk on because, folks, I'll tell you what, if I'm doing something wrong, I want people to tell me. And Kirk told me, he's like, "Dude, your podcast stinks, not because of the content, but because of the quality." And I was like, "Seriously? Ouch, that hurt, Kirk." And he didn't say it like that, but you know, he was pretty raw. I wanted to grow. I wanted to learn. Oh yeah, it's episode 51. And I'm so glad he told me, because look, if you're doing something wrong and nobody tells you, like, A, do they really love you? And B, they're not helping you. So thank you, Kirk. Didi says, "They usually hit me right between the eyes with whatever I happen to be struggling with in my coaching business. It's like Carrie has been reading my diary or something, because the podcast is usually spot on with what I'm facing. Some examples are today's podcast about not letting your life get hacked, and even last week's episode about kicking your coaching business into high gear." Yeah, folks, if you missed that one, oh, wow. With permission, I basically ripped a dude up and down. And why? Because he wrote in and he's like, "Carrie, I'm not making money in my coaching business." This was episode 66. And I said, "Look, if I don't mention your name, can I like really rip you up and down, like out of love?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Because I'll tell you what, I care about you." The guy was a former pastor. So, I mean, he's got it going on. He's been a leader in the past. And I said, "Look, man, can I really kick you up and down out of love?" And he's like, "Yeah." So I gave him unfiltered, I mean, just unfiltered truth. And as a result, the guy, get this, he wrote me back and said, "Yes, it hurt, but he just shot Mia an email and he said, Carrie, I got my speaking gig. I'm being hired today to go speak somewhere. And he's making a turnaround, folks. So look, his wife, and he's got wife and kids. His future's on the line. So I'm not going to pamper him and be like, oh, you can do it, buddy. I laid into him and I said, look, if this was my son, if this was my brother, if this was my dad, and he was really needing to bring food on the table, what would I tell him? And I did. So that episode has already been one of our highest listened to. If you're ever going to be a coach, you need to listen to episode 66. And then lastly, this guy says, the podcasts, Carrie isn't afraid to tackle tough subjects like fear, calling us out on the excuses we make and why our marketing efforts might not be working. By the way, we're going to do that today. Each episode gives me a lot to think about and take something away and work on. That's what this is about, folks. It's not entertainment. This is not going to be an episode where you're going to feel good or laugh a lot. Look, we'll have fun along the way. But I want your soul ignited. And you can either live in chronic pain or you can live in acute pain. Acute pain is short. It's intentional. It has a purpose. Chronic pain is stupid. Chronic pain just sits there and keeps bugging you day after day, year after year. So if you're feeling this, if you're feeling this right now, put, I love acute pain. I love acute pain. Shoot me a tweet and I will retweet you. I'll get it. I'll know that you're one of the people who get it. Just put hashtag I love acute pain and hashtag igniting souls. And I'll give you a big love out, love today on social media. That's fun. Awesome. It hits me where it hurt, where I hurt, but in a good way. I definitely recommend it. No excuses. By the way, I've attended the past Igniting Souls conferences. They were amazing. Thank you very much. Great to see you in October. I purchased my ticket for this year and last year's conference. Hope to see you there. So thanks, DD. You didn't use your username or your real name, so I don't know who exactly you are, but I know you. The moment you're going to tell me your name, I know you. So thank you. All right, let's jump right into it. Here we go. Again, quick setup. These are mistakes you're making on social media. This is why you need a social media makeover. And I'm actually going to help you increase your SMQ. What is that? It's not your IQ, your intelligent quotient. It's not your EQ, emotional quotient. It's your social media intelligence, your SMQ, your SMQ. And why do I know all these things? Why am I, quote, so smart? Because I was so dumb, all right? Because I was the poster boy for all the wrong moves on social media for years. But now I'm glad I made them, because the funny thing is now I've actually been hired by corporations. I don't do this often, but sometimes corporations really want me to come in and help them with their social media. Again, it's not normally part of my opus. If you don't know what that opus is, hang with us. We got a free 7-day video course coming out very soon called Regain My Sanity. It's going to help you get started down that path. But your opus is basically what your GPS is in life. And normally consulting for social media purposes is not my GPS. But if I really believe in the company, if I really think it's the right fit, or if I'm not doing a current project, you know, I might take it just for a couple days just to have some fun and help people out. But here's the point. I encourage you, like seriously, right now, leverage your past pain into future influence, impact, and income. I'll say it. Leverage your past pain into future influence, impact, and income. What does that mean? Folks, if you've gone through something tough, could be cancer, could be divorce, could be bankruptcy, whatever. Don't just sit there and live with regret. Leverage it. Leverage that past pain into future influence, impact, and income by helping others. So the fact that I've made so many mistakes in social media actually qualifies me to teach this lesson today. And that's what I'm doing. I'm teaching you. So here we go. We're going to be quick today. I'm not going to spend massive amounts of time on each one. We do that at the Igniting Souls Conference, but I'm gonna give you enough to make some changes because I care about you. Here we go. So Give yourself a social media makeover by focusing on, and then here's the 8 things. By the way, they all spell makeover. How cool is that? So it's a good way to remember it, makeover. And I'm just going to read them all. No, I'm not. I'm not going to read them all. I'm going to read them one at a time, and then I'm going to say I'm going to teach on it. So by focusing on M, mission, folks, you need, when you show up on social media, you need a mission. Why do I say that? Social media, especially if you have an online business, is not a place for you to rant. It's not a place for you to riff, you know, just chat about nothing or rant or be angry. Look, I believe it was James Allen who said, until thought is linked with purpose, there is no intelligent accomplishment. So folks, if you just show up on social media and you have zero thought, your social media is not linked to your mission, there is no intelligent accomplishment. And that's why we see a lot of people on social media who are broke. They are not doing stellar work. They are not earning income. They are not increasing their influence. They are not making an impact. Why? Because they have no mission attached to their social media. Folks, every time I show up on social media, right, wrong, or indifferent, from the very beginning, I said, you know what? My social media is going to be a direct result of me igniting souls. That's it. That's my filter. That's my lens. So I don't need to jump on social media and talk all about the fact that the drive-through person did me wrong and how bad drive-through service is and what's their problem. And folks, trust me, every example I use today is a real example. Like, I have seen people for 25 minutes on social media. Why is it 25 minutes? Because they go back and forth. You will get engagement if you start ripping on everything and everybody. Trust me, you will attract all the victims. And trust me, folks, victims do not invest in your income, in your business. They just don't. If your goal at the end of the day is to get engagement and not qualify that engagement, you will get tons of engagement. You can talk about your sex life. You can talk about how you hate political candidates. You can talk about every single thing in the world. And my point is this, what's your mission? If your mission at the end of the day is just to be sensational and just to be someone who attracts popularity, engagement, increases your followers, and you don't want those followers qualified, then yeah, go rant and rave. Go do whatever you want. But I would say save time and money, buy your followers. Like, I have never bought one follower on social media. Why? You can do that. You can actually do that on Fiverr. It's all vanity metrics, and it doesn't affect you at the end of the day. It's like buying steroids. Hey, I want to look buff. Go buy steroids. And people go do it. If your goal is just to look buff on social media and have tens of thousands of followers, go buy them. But here's my point. The clients I coach, I say, what are you doing? Like, do you want a legitimate business? And if so, like, let's build it naturally. Let's build it the right way. You can always cheat. You can always take shortcuts. I'm all about people building it the right way. And so what I say is, first of all, every time prior to posting anything on social media, say, what's my mission? And if you have a clear mission, remember, clarity attracts, confusion repels. If people right now, and I encourage you to do this, if your 5 closest friends on social media, give them a little test. Say, what do you think I'm about on social media? Just say, hey, you know, what do you think my mission is on social media? If they can't tell you what your mission is, you're not clear enough. Because these are your 5 closest friends. And if your 5 closest friends think, well, you know what? His mission is about the Milwaukee Brewers. Fine. If you are not hired by the Milwaukee Brewers and you're not earning an income by the Milwaukee Brewers, then folks, I would say your media, your social media is not a place that is a business strategic move for you. Because the Milwaukee Brewers ain't paying you. So that's my point. My point is, if I asked my 5 closest people on social media, what am I about? Without a doubt, I'll ask you, what do you think I'm about? Without a doubt, you would say igniting souls. Not because I say it in every post, not because I hashtag igniting souls, though if you want to do that, that's fun. That's you know, fun to do. No, but because it is the brand. It is the business. And more importantly, it's me. Like when I'm a dad, which is 24/7, I want to be igniting souls. When I'm a husband, which is 24/7, I want to be igniting souls. If I'm speaking in a pulpit at a church, it's igniting souls. If I'm speaking to a church, it's igniting souls. If I'm speaking to a corporation, it's igniting souls. If you come to the Igniting Souls Conference, it's igniting souls. If I'm writing a book, folks, this is the tried and true brand. And if you just show up on social media and people are like, what is this dude's brand? I don't get it. Trust me, if you have a radio station and people are tuning into your radio station and one day your country, the next day your opera, the next day your rap, the next day your hip hop, the next day your gospel, people are going to turn off the station. And sadly, that's what some of you are doing. You do not have clarity. You do not have a clear signal. You're still figuring it out. That's okay to figure it out. If you're still figuring it out, I wish I had the 7-day course right now. I don't have it ready, but go buy Deeper Path book. It's $12 or $13. It's worth it. Or get it on, is it on Audible yet? I don't think it's on Audible yet. You'll have to read it. It's going to be on Audible in 2016. But I got the rights back. So we're going to do it. But here's the point, folks. You need clarity, all right? Awesome. Let's go to the next one. A, awareness. Awareness. What do I mean by that? Awareness means that you are a victor. Awareness means that you have intelligence, right? I mean, you have intelligence when you show up on social media. So what does that mean? I hinted at it a minute ago with victim and victor. I'm really going to push in this section. Victim is this. You've heard me say this before if you're not new. Victim means that you blame, you make excuses, and you live in denial. Victims lie in bed. That's really easy to remember. Victims lie in bed. B-E-D. B-E-D. Blame, excuses, and denial. If you show up on social media and you have rants and raves or even short posts or pictures about blame, about excuses, and about living in denial, then you, my friend, are not aware. You are not aware that you are attracting major victims. And last time I checked, victims don't invest in themselves. Victims don't want to improve. Victims want to attract other victims. Now, I'm not talking about like victims of a crime. Okay, I'm not talking about victims of sexual abuse. Trust me, folks, I'm not talking that way. I am talking about a person who lives a life of victimhood. Someone who says, the world happens to me. The world happens to me. Look, am I frustrated sometimes what the government does? Absolutely. But does my 30-second rant on social media, does that really say, you know what, Carrie changed the world. Carrie ignited souls with that last post. Or do I want to, instead of being a consumer or a critic, do I want to be a creator? Because you have a choice. You can be a consumer, you can be a critic, or you can be a creator. I want to be a creator. I want to create content that actually kicks back the kingdom of darkness. Am I mad about darkness? Yeah. But cursing the darkness instead of lighting a candle really doesn't affect much. It just doesn't. So let's keep rocking and rolling here. I'm having a blast. I hope you are too. Let's go to, oh yeah, so victims lie in bed, blame excuses and denial. Victors put their oar in the water and move forward. What do I mean by that? Ownership, accountability, and responsibility. Ownership, accountability, and responsibility. That's what I want to draw people to. Taking ownership of their junk. Taking accountability for their crap. And living with a responsibility that at the end of their life, they are going to look at their creator face to face and have to give an account for what they've done with their life. And I'm so glad that there's this thing called grace. Because if my life was up to my works, folks, I would be the worst. In fact, I'm going to be pretty transparent here. That's why I fell into self-injury during my young adult life. I thought it was all about me and my works. And I didn't understand grace. I didn't understand that grace meant that, you know what? I don't have to save myself because I can't. But through Jesus Christ's death on the cross, I could actually have those transgressions paid for. And folks, that lit me up and made me be a soul on fire more than you believe. And if you're not a person of faith, that's cool. Like, I rarely talk about my faith directly like this, but you know what? It's always there. I mean, I really believe that if you have a faith, it's always there. People can tell. But once in a while, I need to speak up and share it. Why? Because, like, that's why I actually carved words on my body. That's why I actually wrote the F word on my skin. Why? Because I was so mad at myself that I couldn't be perfect, that I couldn't measure up. And I felt like I had to punish myself. And folks, today, now that I've experienced grace, I say, put the knife down. And some of you say, Gary, I've never done cutting. I've never been in self-injury. You know what? We're all self-injurers. You beat yourself up with your self-limiting beliefs that say, I don't have what it takes. I'm not good enough. I can't measure up. Look, there's a big difference between that and this podcast. This podcast is giving you a path. Out of love, it's giving you a path forward. It's saying, stop beating yourself up. What good is that going to accomplish? So you've made mess ups in social media. Big deal. So have I. The point is, are we still making them? So let's move on. All right. Be a victor. And by the way, when you are a victor on social media, you say, I happen to the world, you attract other victors. And other victors, you know what? They'll pump you up. They'll fire you up. They'll fuel you up. But they also want to invest in themselves. And so they want to invest in products and services that they know can help them be a better victor. So again, who are you attracting? And if you're not aware, you're attracting the wrong people. Trust me. All right, letter K, keenness. Keenness. What do I mean by this? Keenness means that you don't have street smarts, but you have social media smarts. What do I mean by this? Folks, if you have a URL that is like more than, you know, 25 characters, 25 letters, use bit.ly.com, okay? Like, there's little things that you and I can do that just scream newbie or scream veteran. And I'm saying, look, we all have to learn by failing. So don't, trust me, these are the mistakes I've made for years and years and years. But if you don't know how to shrink a URL, like, go to bit.ly.com and do it before you post a long honking link, because it takes up space on social media. And not only does it scream rookie, but people are like, you know what? It doesn't fit on my social media, the long URL. So I don't know what they want me to say. I can't retweet them, right? Because it's too long. Or they do this thing where, rather than posting a picture, which increases engagement significantly, or even video. If you missed it, last episode, I talk all about video, how video is kind of like the new photo on social media. And social media is actually rewarding you by giving you more highlights on social media if you use video. And by the way, if you want examples of how to do good video, go to my author page on Facebook. Like, I have, I don't know, 150 videos that you can say, oh, that's why he picked that title. Oh, that's how he turned that little thing into a 2-minute video, which has, you know, 2,000 views. How did that, without any sponsorship of the post? Because you can get views if you sponsor the post and throw money at it. I want organic, right? I don't want to have to throw money at everything I ever do on social media. Is there a time and place? Yeah. But if this is over your head, don't worry about it. Like, this is a podcast that some people are going to just be beginners at, and some people are going to be like, oh, I totally get what he's saying. That's okay. Like, get to the level where you are learning and growing. Don't say, well, just social media, I'm never going to get it. Look, lately I've been on Instagram. Why? Because Instagram, people are telling me I need to be on it. I hated it. I hated resisting. You know, I hate to learn new platforms, but then I say, you know what? If that's where people are and that's where people need to be a soul on fire, I'm going to light them up. So lately I've been posting a photo, you know, pretty regularly on Instagram, just because I want to ignite those people as well. So I can't just claim, well, I'm not keen. And I know keen is like an old school word. It's a Leave It to Beaver word from back in the day, but look it up. All it means is that you're intelligent. you have insight, you know, these types of things. So be keen. Don't just automatically use the preview that social media populates. When you go on Facebook and like post a URL, it will post a preview of what the image is on that page. It'll just grab whatever's on that website. Well, you might not know this, but you can actually replace the picture and make it your own picture, which is pretty cool because you don't always want the default picture that they're putting up there. Little things like that. Letter E, engagement. I'll say it again. You've heard me say it. Marketing is storytelling. Folks, if you want engagement, you got to tell a story. There, I got to give a shout out to Janice Pitchford. Janice Pitchford is one of my clients. She's one of my Author Academy Elite students. If you don't know about Author Academy Elite, like I literally give my heart and life to our Author Academy Elite students. I don't write their book. They write their book, but I publish it. I coach them for 18 months. I hand them the microphone. They speak on my stage. Twice a week, I'm coaching them. Many times I write their foreword. They can ask me anything about anything related to their business. It's authoracademyelite.com. We don't even take signups. Like you can't get in. You can't buy your way into Author Academy Elite. We interview you. It's closed now. I'm not even doing a push for it at all. We don't even have spots available. But if you want to be known, if you want to raise your hand and say, hey, Carrie, you know, I want to be in the loop next time you do open up, you can, well, two things. Don't just sit there and twiddle your thumbs now. Go to mybookhook.com because that'll give you 7 days free of my video course where I will literally help you for 7 days get your book ready for free, absolutely free. So that's mybookhook.com. But if you want to be, you know, at the front of the line and kind of know what's up, you can always go to authoracademyelite.com and submit your application. Click start here, and then you got to submit your application. But Janice Pitchford, she does this beautifully. Oh my gosh. That's why she's a rock star. Why? Because she doesn't just say on social media like, hey, everybody, I wrote my book. It's called... A daughter's journey home, you know, something like that. It's about her daughter, Dawn, who passed of cancer. She doesn't just say, hey, my daughter passed of cancer, so you owe me a book. You need to buy my book. Folks, she is smart. She's followed what we teach her. She tells stories about all kinds of things. She'll snap a photo of something that Dawn liked, and then she'll tell the story about that picture and that photo, and people are drawn in. Then at the very bottom, after she's added value, she says, hey, if you want to learn more, check out her story with a link to the book. Folks, that is so much better than what I see some people doing. Some people are just saying, hey, my book's for sale. Hey, it's my book's anniversary. Hey, I'm speaking somewhere. Or this is the worst. Oh, this screams desperate. People post this and they say, hey, you know, I'm going to be in Atlanta next month. Does anyone want me to speak? Like, folks, don't do that. I know you have a good heart. I don't want you to look desperate. You look desperate when you do that type of stuff. You just do. You know, or starting to book my calendar with talks. Only got a few spots left. Let me know if you want me to talk. Like, don't do that on social media. That's like you standing on a street corner and saying, hey, will anyone have sex with me? I know this is a bad illustration. I know it. I'm not trying to be crude. I'm not trying to be rude. Trust me, I'm not. Okay, sex is a gift. It's I value it highly. But I am saying that you might not see yourself this way. But speaking to a crowd, speaking to an audience is a very intimate experience. It's something that happens after a relationship usually, or them initiating. And when you just put yourself on social media that says, hey, book me, hey, call me, hey, you know, and then you try to cloak it with, because I'm so sought after, because I'm being so highly pursued right now that I have to just say no to all these other things. Folks, people sniff it, they smell it. It's actually a negative. It's actually hurting your business. And I know I just took some risks with that last statement, but I care about you. Why am I so keen on all this stuff? Because I made mistakes this way early in my career. You got to remember, I was one of the first people on social media. I mean, not like the first people, but when it was all new, I jumped on and I took all kinds of risks. I was an early adopter and I had no clue what I was doing. So I probably did everything that I'm saying not to do. Okay? And that's why I'm care about you folks. All right. So post with a story. Draw people in. All right. Here's O. Others. Selling is serving others, not yourself. Social media doesn't ruin you. It reveals you. Folks, I try to post about other people all the time. In fact, once in a while, I do post about myself and I do tell a story about it and it is relevant and I do get likes and tweets and shares and all that stuff. But you know what? When I celebrate somebody else, I just had somebody recently. I got to give a shout out to her. I mentioned her on a podcast just because she did a review. I always mention people who do reviews. And I, what did she say here? I got to find her. Traveling Giraffe, on Twitter, at Traveling Giraffe. I mentioned her on a podcast because she did a review. I'm happy to share my platform with people. I'm one of these people who like, look, if you, we all get it. We all get people who say, hey, Carrie, can you mention me on social media? You don't do that. Don't do that. If you want to get noticed and be mentioned, like be an outlier. Do something. So she took 3 minutes and wrote a review. So what did I do? I just, out of gratitude, I know I didn't have to, but I mentioned her. Guess what she did on social media yesterday? She said, Carrie, mention me on social media on this podcast. She put a link to the podcast. So she basically said, here, check out this podcast episode. He mentioned me. I don't care if people just join that episode because I mentioned her. The fact that she returned with a thank you was huge. Like people notice this thing, this folks. So if you want to be an outlier, I got to give Ann Vertel, a huge shout out. That girl is on fire. Okay. So Ann Vertel is on fire. She's just at Twitter at Ann Vertel, V-E-R-T-E-L. She listens to the episode. She tells me what she learns. When I landed in San Diego last month, check this out, folks. No joke. This shows how to be an outlier. I mean, Ann was not doing this for props, but she was so much about others. So my buddy Mike Kim, got to give a shout out to him. He's in the vehicle. Mike and I, we always room together at conferences because it's, we just, you know, we meet, we do like brain sessions. We crush it. We chat. We help each other out. He's an awesome dude. But anyway, Mike was with Ann because Ann's one of his clients. And Ann messages me privately on Twitter and says, hey, when you land, if you want me to pick you up instead of Uber, let me know your flight information and Mike and I will pick you up. Folks, oh my gosh. Had I ever met Ann before? Once before, but we kept in touch through social media. This is where I don't believe the lie that social media is just all your fake friends. They're not real friends. Folks, everyone I know who's crushing it on social media, and by the way, someone the other day said like crushing it is an 80s word. Folks, I'm stuck in the 80s and the 90s, okay? For my music tastes, everything. My wife makes fun of me. I'll literally go to YouTube and type in 90s playlist. If you like 90s music, just shoot me a tweet and say hashtag 90s music. Because folks, I do. I like 90s music. I don't know why. All right. I like some of the new stuff too. Forgive me. It's all good. We're having fun. You got to have fun here today. But anyway, where am I going with this? So Ann shoots me a message and says, I'll pick you up. And she picked me up. Then she took Mike and I out to dinner at this crazy place in San Diego. I think it's called like the University Club or something. It's in the top floor of the highest building. And she took Mike and I to this restaurant, and we had a fantastic time, a fantastic view. We chatted. She got probably tons of free coaching from us, but she added value and gave us free coaching. It was mutual. This was not like Anne's below us. Anne is a rock star stellar colleague, but did coaching naturally happen? Yeah. Like, this is how it happens, folks, okay? Trust me, if you would have hired Mike and I for a whole, you know, few hours of coaching, it would have been a lot more than the dinner, even though I'm sure the dinner was expensive. So this is where you got to check Anne out. She's making it happen. She's crushing it. Mike Kim's a rock star. Folks, you guys are rock stars. And do this. Like, if you know in your own hometown, somebody, quote, that you admire is coming there, privately shoot a message to him and be like, hey, you know, rather than rent a car, you need anything. And just literally, there's a guy named Marshall who did this once. I got to give Marshall a shout out. So Marshall, another guy, but Marshall actually said that he did this for years. And this is how Marshall basically got to be an insider in the industry. His name is Marshall Boone, B-O-N-E. Marshall, if I'm saying your name wrong, forgive me. But Marshall did this 2 years ago, picked me up at a conference, said, I'm going to be your driver. Him and his son picked me up. They hooked me up. And I think the world of Marshall. Never forgot it. Why? Because I know time is important. Time and words of affirmation and acts of kindness. These are all love languages. These are called love languages for a reason. And when you do that on social media and then convert it into real life too, I'm telling you, folks, you fill people's tanks. And don't ask for anything. So, you know, if someone really big's coming to my town and I say, hey, can I... anything you need, man. I'll pick you up. I'll drive you around. This is what I did. Like, I actually did this for a guy named, what was his name? Gabe Lyons back in the day when I really was following Gabe. I haven't followed him in years. But anyway, this was years ago when I first started, and Gabe Lyons was coming to my town. And rather than, you know, be like everybody else who says, hey, Gabe, you know, can I meet with you? Can I pick your brain? Can I do this? Can I do that? By the way, I don't even follow Gabe Lyons on Twitter anymore. I need to. But he's at Gabe Lyons. He's the founder of Q. He's a good dude. So he's a good dude. But anyway, you know, I picked him up. I bought him dinner at Bonefish Grill. Like, I wanted to hook him up. Whether he gave anything back to me or not, just being around his space, naturally we were in conversation. And so, strategy. Boom. Apply it. Use it. Fantastic. All right, here's another one. Value. So we're almost done here, but again, we have mission, awareness, keenness, engagement, others, value. Any money ethically earned is a direct result of value creation. If you give no value, you should get no money. Some of us are on social media. We're not giving any value. We are just taking up the airways. We are just taking up space. We're not giving value to people. So what's the problem? We're mad when we don't get online business then. Well, folks, you got to give. Most content creators I know give about, I mean, the good ones, the really good ones, give about 80% away free. And you might say, Carrie, that's crazy. Why would anyone give 80% away free of their content? The remaining 20% is gold. And by the way, the remaining 20% is the access. Folks, I'm just going to let you in on a little story. The more successful you are, the less accessible you are. The more successful you are, the less accessible you are. When you are super successful, you don't have time to, you know, be hired out for your products and services. So you have to create resources so people can still get the value from you, like Jillian Michaels. You're not going to hire Jillian to do personal training. Now, earlier in her career, you would have, but not anymore. So here's the result. The remaining 20% is gold. That's like your best of your best. And that's the access that people have to you. So I give away 80% through the podcast, through these free courses like mybookhook.com, through the Igniting Souls Fellowship once a month in Columbus, Ohio. Like, I give away tons. Why? Because people see this guy's full of value. It's fantastic. This guy's giving it away. If he's giving away this stuff, what is his paid stuff? That's what people think. And then that's what they get. And then the paid stuff, you actually over-deliver and you exceed their expectations. Now they're like, can I be in this guy's mastermind or this lady's, you know, special two-day seminar, retreat? This is how it happens. If you just show up on social media and you say, buy from me, folks, you are going to hear crickets and you're actually going to have haters who are talking about you behind your back. I don't want you to have haters. I want you to have haters if you really deserve them, because then you're making it happen. But don't get haters for dumb reasons, okay? Letter E, emotion. Emotion. They remember how you made them feel, not what you say. Folks, emotion. Make your social media post be emotive. Don't just give facts, figures, stats, dry stuff. Like, when I open up with passion and put a little of me and my heart in there, like today's episode, oh my gosh, I have not been holding anything back. This is the danger of recording and then going straight to release, from recording to release, like no edits, nothing. Like, nothing. This is raw, unfiltered. Why? Because it's believable. Like, don't do a podcast and then spend 5 hours editing all your heart away, all your emotion away. Now, what are you doing? Like, record to release. That's what we're doing. So folks, put some emotion in it. That's why some of the recent episodes have been so much connected so much, because people feel a little bit of the sting. They feel a little bit of the passion. They understand that I'm not doing this just for my own sake. Because I care about you. I want you to grow. I want you to learn. So don't filter out the emotion and just give head stuff. That's why, you know, a lot of educators who are, I love educators, by the way, absolutely love educators, but educators who are using recycled material from 20 years ago, they got zero emotion in it now. It's emotionless. And that's why it's not connecting the content. ROI. Last one is ROI. And yes, I put ROI. Like, you should focus on your return on investment. You shouldn't be doing social media and spending hours of your time away from your friends and family and followers if it's not producing an ROI. I want to give a shout out to Cliff Ravenscraft. Cliff Ravenscraft, because we were at a event at Dan Miller's Coaching with Excellence back in February. And Cliff's tooth had a problem. And he was in the middle of the conference, and then he was going to go to New Zealand. And he needed his tooth to be fixed like yesterday, if you know what I'm talking about. Like, it was critical. Like, he could not travel out of the country without getting this tooth fixed. And it was on a Friday, I believe, and he was flying out Monday. And like, dentists don't work over the weekend or something. It was just some crazy situations. He posted on social media about his tooth. And as a result, in no time flat, he had dozens of people weighing in. This is the thing. He wasn't even in his city. He was in Franklin, Tennessee. He wasn't even in his city, and he didn't know anybody that was a dentist. And he posted out on his social media like, hey, here's the situation. Can anybody hook me up? Anybody help me? Anybody have any insight? He tagged a few people that he knew from that city, you know, people who weren't dentists. And within minutes, he had dozens and dozens and dozens of helpful tips, tools, and tricks. Then he had his pick of the litter as far as who he wanted to go to, goes to the dude who hooks him up like in no time flat. At the end of the time, says, I'm not even going to charge you. And Cliff became a massive evangelist for this dentist. I don't even know the dentist. I'm going to tell Cliff about this show. Maybe he'll tell us who the dentist's name is. This dentist has got so much free promotion now for hooking up one dude. Like, he didn't say, well, Cliff, you know, that'll be $29.95 or $2,995. He's gotten tens of thousands worth of marketing and free promotion. And I'm talking about it now on the second and third and fourth level. Why? Because it works. In other words, Cliff has built up ROI. And ROI is not just return on investment income. It's return on investment influence. It's return on investment impact. That's what social media does when you have a makeover, when you do, when you focus on mission, awareness, keenness, engagement, others, value, emotion, and ROI. When you do it that way, folks and friends, I'll tell you what, you get massive ROI. I've known people that have gotten real estate commissions from social media. My sister, I got to give a shout out to my sister. My sister, Sarah Oberbrunner in Wisconsin. I have nothing coming back at me for this one. She is a rock star when it comes to social media. And she is not, hey, buy my stuff, everybody. Hey, I'm a real estate agent. She is smart. She's savvy. If you use social media and you're a real estate agent, go follow her. See what she's doing. She has a way where she honors her clients, throws tons of value at them. And guess what? It keeps going. She went, this is a cool day job to dream job story. Like my own sister went through my course, Dream Job Bootcamp. She, a few years ago, was at a retail store, 15 years, nice salary, but dead, literally dead. Why? Because she had done it for years. She had more in her. She wanted to, look, you're called to create. You're called to go beyond what you've ever gone before. This is called growth. And if you're not growing, you're dying. And she was dying. And so she basically said, I'm scared, but I'm going to start a real estate business. Folks, within the first 2 years, maybe even the first year, she nailed the top 5% in the state. Why? Because she does this type of stuff. And when she doesn't do this type of stuff, I tell her, I give her a little something small and she applies it. It's nothing major, small little thing, nothing major, but it's pretty sweet. So anyway, folks, I'm passionate about this topic. You can tell I'm super excited. I want to give a shout out to a few people in the industry who I think are just crushing it. Brian Dixon, anything this guy puts out, I think is gold. I think that I value Brian. He's smart. He's savvy. He's doing it well. And then Michael Stelzner, who I just went to the Social Media Marketing World Conference. It was fantastic. It was organized. It was, every session was stellar. And you talk about a conference built around social media. That's it. It only comes around once a year, but huge shout out to Michael Stelzner and just all he and his team are doing over there. Really helpful. And then we're actually bringing one of the social media conference speakers to our conference, Amy Schmidt-Auer. So in October 22nd and 23rd, she'll be one of our main session speakers. And it's going to be all about video. So how to become unhackable on video, because video is where it's happening. Video in social media is kind of the new frontier. And so get there early, get there often, and Amy's going to do a fantastic session on that. So about the Igniting Souls Conference, this is the one plug, folks. Like, the super early bird ends today. If you're listening to this today, May 16th, like, it ends today, the super early bird. If you're listening to this later, check out IgnitingSoulsConference.com. Like anything, we release the tickets super inexpensively, in fact, underpriced. We underprice the event when we first start, and then slowly over the next few months, it gets more and more because we have to pay caterers and speakers and travel and food and course materials and all kinds of surprises that we have for you. But go check out IgnitingSoulsConference.com. I think you will absolutely love it. It's Becoming Unhackable. That's the title. That's the topic. And go check it out, IgnitingSoulsConference.com. It is going to be the pinnacle of everything I've done in the last 2 years. Like, I am putting everything into this conference. Why? Because too many people are getting hacked. not with their bank accounts, not with their whatever, social media. They're getting hacked in their dreams. And I'm going to show you how you're getting hacked in your dreams, how you're getting hacked in your ideas, how you're getting put on the wayside. You're being sidetracked. You're being derailed. And then how to change it and how to become unhackable personally and professionally. Folks, super excited. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire and make it happen. And remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. We'll talk soon.